So I want to move on and talk about metastatic disease in the ER positive, node negative situation, but just two final questions in terms of genomic predictors. The first is, any thoughts you have about genomic predictors, including recurrence score in the neoadjuvant setting? We found in our surveys that there's a fair number of investigators, maybe a third, who use it, you know, to determine whether to use chemo, whether to use hormones, whether to go to surgery. And the other issue I wanted to ask you about is the use of genomic factors as predictors in metastatic disease.
So let's take the neoadjuvant first. To be a little controversial, in my own opinion, the only benefit of giving neoadjuvant chemotherapy that's been proven is it allows you to do surgery you might not otherwise have done, or do less surgery than you would have done. So for example, as you know, if you have locally advanced breast cancer, neoadjuvant chemotherapy can shrink it to a point where it is, I hate it when people use air quotes, but operable. In other words, the surgeon says it's not operable because this is what Higginson said is not operable, but now it becomes smaller and it becomes operable. Likewise, if you've got a patient that you believe needs a mastectomy and you give neoadjuvant chemotherapy, about 15% of those patients become patients for whom breast-preserving therapy is appropriate.
You could also make the argument you're avoiding some axillary node dissections also.
Well, it could help you avoid node dissection, but I'm not sure of that yet. So in other words, I think there's a lot of neoadjuvant chemotherapy given to help investigators and to ask important investigational questions, but not necessarily a benefit to that patient. The reason I'm bringing that up, the second point is, although response to neoadjuvant chemotherapy does predict better outcomes than a lack of response, especially past CR, it doesn't mean that chemotherapy didn't work. So if I were to use an Oncotype DX to decide neoadjuvant chemotherapy or not, I wouldn't do that. I would use Oncotype DX to decide whether I'm going to give chemotherapy or not, the same discussion we just had. If it's low, I don't think that patient should receive chemotherapy at any time if she's node negative, and therefore I would proceed with whatever you're going to do surgery-wise and give her endocrine therapy. If I were going to give her chemotherapy at all, I actually personally don't care if you give it before the surgery or after the surgery, and the only patients I strongly recommend before surgery are those who have a larger tumor who would be a candidate for breast-preserving therapy if it shrunk. So for example, at least in our hands, if a patient has widespread calcifications all through her breast, and it doesn't matter how much the tumor shrinks, you're still going to do a mastectomy. I don't see what neoadjuvant therapy does. A mastectomy is a mastectomy, whether you do it before or after the chemotherapy. So personally, we've not been using this so much, but we don't use very much neoadjuvant therapy, especially in ER-positive patients in general, just because the odds of actually benefiting that patient with neoadjuvant versus postadjuvant are pretty low in ER-positive patients. Doesn't mean we don't give adjuvant chemotherapy to that patient. That's where we use Oncotype DX.